ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 तत्र
तत्र
मार्षितो
मार्षितो भीमस्य कस्यान् श्रेयान् वदा स्मृता न भर्तु नात्मनाः काते योऽहं सुप्तान् शिशून् वृथा निशाम्य धीमा जारितां द्रौपद्याश्च चतुर्भुजा आलोक्या वदनं साध्यो इदमाह आसन्निव तत्राहमर्षितो भीमस्य श्रेयान् पदा स्मृता न पार्थोर्नात्मनश्चाते योऽहं सुप्तान् शिशून् वृथा निशाम्य भीमगरितां द्रौपद्याश्च चतुर्भुजा आलोक्य वदनं सख्यो इदमाह सन्निव तत्राहमर्षितो भीमस्य
श्रेयान्
तस्यां श्रेयान् वदा स्मृता न पातु नात्मनश्चाते योऽहं सुप्तान् शिशून् वृथा निशाम्य भीमगरितम् द्रौपद्याश्च चतुर्भुजा आलोक्य वदनं सख्यो सन्निव तत्र
लर्पन्
अमर्षितः
इन् एन् एङ्ग्रि मूड्
भीमः भीम तस्य श्रेयान् वदः किलिङ्ग् स्मृतः
recorded
na
na
bharatu
of the master
na
na
nor
no
atmana
of his own self
cha
and
arte
for the sake of
yaha
one who
on
kill
Suptan
sleeping
Shishun
children
Vrita
without purpose Translation: Bhima, however, disagreed with them and recommended killing this culprit, who in an angry mood had murdered sleeping children for no purpose and for neither his nor his master's interest.
Nishamya
just after hearing
Bhima
Gaditam
spoken by
Draupadyas
of Draupadi
cha
and
Chaturbhujaha
four-handed
personality of Godhead
Alokya
having seen
Vadanam
the face
Sakyo
of his friend
Idam
this.
Aha
said
Hasan
smiling
Eva
as if
Translation:
Chaturbhuja, the four-armed one, or the personality of Godhead, after hearing the words of Bhima, Draupadi, and others, saw the face of his dear friend Arjuna, and he began to speak as if smiling.
Tatraha amarsita bhimas tasya ati pro ahan suptan sisun vritha nishamma bhima vaditam dhupadhyasta chaturdhuja adhikya vadanam shakku lilamaha hataniva. So in the previous verse it is described Bhagavan Devaki Sutra. Bhagavan Krishna Devaki Sutra, still people may doubt that Krishna being Devaki Sutra, how he can become the Supreme Personality of God. Because sometimes very powerful person is also called Bhagavan. So, such persons have very confidence in Vishnu. Vishnu is Chaturbhuja. Therefore, here in this verse, Krishna is confirmed to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead by adding this word Chaturbhuja. Don't doubt, because Krishna has appeared with two hands, that does not mean he is not Bhagavan, he is Chaturbhuja. To confirm it. Actually, sometimes it is said that Krishna is the incarnation of Vishnu. But actually, Vishnu is incarnation of Krishna. Aham adihi devana, that is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu, also one of the devas, first principle devas, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva. Gunavata. Vishnu expanding himself in three avatars. Satagun, he takes charge himself. Satagun. Rajagun, it is given to Brahma in charge. And Tamagun is given to the Lord Shiva. Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya. Srishti, creation, is done by Brahma, Rajagun. And Sthiti, maintenance, is done by Vishnu. And destruction is done by Lord Shiva, Tamagun. He is not Tamagun, in charge of Tamagun. Just like somebody becomes a superintendent of jail, it does not mean that the superintendent is also one of the prisoners. No. He is in charge of the jail department. Similarly, Lord Shiva, he is not in Tamagun. He is transcendental. He is almost Vishnu. He is neither ordinary human being. Lord Shiva is in between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. So how he can be in the Tamagun? Nobody is. They are all transcendental, especially Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu has nothing to do with these material affairs, as a big man, a rich man, has nothing to do personally, but he gets things done by his assistant, by his servant. It is like that. In the Vedas also, Upanishad, it is said, natasya kajyam karanancha vidyati. Lord Vishnu has nothing to do personally. Natasya kajam karanancha vidyate natasya sama adhikasya disyate. Nobody is equal to him, neither nobody is greater than him. Everyone is below. Therefore, Vishnu Tattva is asama urdha. Nobody is equal, nobody is higher. To consider equal to Vishnu Tattva is aparad, offense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned this offense very strictly. Prakita koriya mane Vishnu kale var aparad nahi ar iharupa. If somebody thinks Vishnu as one of the product of this material world, prakita. Prakita boliya mane Vishnu kale var aparad nahi ar iharupa. Mayavadi philosophers, they adduce that Vishnu's body is, Vishnu comes, appears, he accepts a material body that is condemned by Bhagavan in Bhagavad Gita. Abhajananti manga murha manasim tanumas. He does not accept any material body. Tadātmānam sijāmaham ātmamāyaya sambhavāmi ātmamāyaya. That is material hell, ātmamāyaya, tis-shakti. So, Krishna, there is no difference between Krishna's soul and Krishna's body. Just like we have God. We are different from this body. And Krishna is not different from the body. He does not change his body. Although he assumes several avatar, but he does not change his body. Advaita, achyuta, achyuta, not different from the original personification, identification. Advaita, achyuta, anadi, anantarupam, although he assumes in so many varieties of Vishnu Tattva, still Advaita, Achyuti, Anadi, Anantaru, Adyam, Purana, Purusam, Namajovanam. Therefore, Vishnu Tattva is never looks like old man. Namajovanam, always young. Krishna, always young. So, in order to confirm Krishna's position, here it is not Devaki Sutta, because one may doubt that Devaki Sutta is ordinary human being or living being. No. Here it is said Chaturbhuja. Here it is said Bhagavan. Here it is said Chaturbhuja. So we should always remember that Krishna is the supreme being. And Krishna says, Matta parataram nanya. Don't think that above Krishna there is any other higher authority, either Brahma or Paramatma or Vishnu. So many absolute truth is manifested in so many features, but Krishna is the original. Krishna su Bhagavan Swayam. Iti Changsakala Pungsa. Krishna su Bhagavan Swayam. It is summarized in the Srimad Bhagavatam that there are so many descriptions of the incarnation of Vishnu. But at the end, Vasudev concludes that whatever incarnations are described here, they are Angsha Kala. Angsha means direct expansion and Kala means expansion of the expanse. Just like Krishna, the first expansion is Baladev. The next expansion is Sankarsan, Vasudev, Anuruddha, Pradyumna. The next expansion is Narayana. The next expansion again, second Chaturbhuva, Sankarsan again, Ditya Chaturbhuva. And the next expansion, Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Next expansion, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And next expansion is Kirodakshaya Vishnu. In this way, there are different expansions. But Krishna Su Bhagavan Sam, Adyam Purusam Sasatam. Krishna is the original person. Therefore, Krishna says, Matta Paratanam Nana. I am not expansion of it. Sarva Karana Karana. Ishara Parama Krishna. They are all Isharas, controller. Vishnu Tattva is controller, always. Mayadhaksena Prakriti, Suyati Sacharachanam. Everywhere. Vishnu is the supreme controller. So, every Vishnu Tattva is controller. There is no doubt. And they have got equal power. Not that Lord Ramchandra is less powerful than Krishna. No. They have equal power. The example is described in the Brahma Sanghita. Dipachiri dasantaram abhupit. Just like one candle, you ignite another candle, you ignite another, another, another. But all these candles, they are equally powerful. Although you can say this is first candle, this is second candle, this is third candle. Similarly, Vishnu Tattva, everyone is equally powerful. Although Krishna is first, Balaram is second, Sankarsan is third, like that. But they do not think they are less powerful. No. Vishnu Tattva means they are equally powerful. Sangs, Ramadi Murti Sukala Niyamena Tishthan. Kala. Rama is expansion of Vishnu. But it is not that Rama is less powerful than Krishna. Nobody is less powerful. Ramadi Muttisi Kalaniyamena Tishthan Nana Avatara Makarad Bhuvani Sukintu. There are so many avatars. Krishna Sayam Samabhavat Paramapumana. But Krishna is the Paramapuma, the Supreme Being, the Supreme Person. Krishna Sthu Bhagavan Sayam. Everywhere. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satyadananda Vigraha, Matta Paratanam Nanya. This is the conclusion of the Shastra. So don't consider that Krishna, because he has come, appeared in Vrindavan like a cowherd boy. Never think, of course, the Vrindavan Vasi, they do not know what is Krishna. They are villagers. They do not know. But they do not love anyone more than Krishna. That is their qualification. They do not know even Vishnu. When the gopis saw Vishnu Murti, Krishna assumed the Vishnu Murti, they are passing, they said, oh, here is Vishnu, all right, namaskar. They are not interested even in Vishnu. They are interested in Krishna. Although they do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, if without knowing what is Krishna, if you simply become attached to Krishna, then your life is successful. Simple, somehow or other, you become attached. Maya Saktamana Prartha, Jogam Janjanam Madha. Sasi Tachino. Simply, you have to. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Somehow or other, you increase your attachment for Krishna. Samayana. Jena jena prakarena mana Krishna nibesaya. This is Rupa Goswami's instruction. Somehow or other, you become attached to Krishna. Then your life is successful. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to induce people how to become attached to Krishna. That is bhakti yoga. Jena jena prakarena mana Krishna nibesaya. Then vidhi nisedha. There are so many rules and regulations for bhakti yoga. Yes, there are. And Rupa Goswami says, sarve vidhi nisidha su retayo reva kinkara. Samaya radhari, if you become attached to Krishna, then all the vidhis and regulative principles and rules and regulations, they will act as your servant. They'll automatically deal. Because as soon as you become attached to Krishna, Krishna says, Kipram Bhavati Dharma Atma. Kipram Bhavati Dharma. Sasat Shanti Nigachati. Kounte Apradijani. Nami Bhakta Pranasa. Kipram. Very soon. Opide Sudurachara. Bhajate Mamananabha. Sadhuri Vasam. Don't think that these Europeans and Americans, they are mlechas and javas. That is aparad, offense. Because they are sadhu. They do not know. They have accepted Krishna without any hodgepodge understanding. That this is also good, this is also good, this is also good. They are strictly following the instruction of the spiritual master, Krishna Su Bhagavan. Even a small child in our association, Sam Sundar's daughter, she would go to somebody, she was only 5 years old, she would ask, do you know Krishna? So somebody said, no, I do not. Oh, Supreme Personality. She was pleased like that. So they are convinced, Krishna Su Bhagavan Sam. This conviction is the foremost quality. Then other things will follow. Sarve vidhi nishidhasu retayo reva kinkura. See, if one is simply convinced on this point that Krishna su Bhagavan Sam, and it does like that, follows the principle that Krishna ikasara eto saavchari vannasam dharma. Krishna ka sarana. That is one. Mame kang sarana. So do that. Stick to this principle that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is Paratattva, the Absolute Truth. And Krishna is all pervading. Mayatatam idam sadvam. Krishna is everywhere. So, jagat abhakta murtina disabhakta. The Krishna's potency is everywhere. Therefore, those who are advanced devotees, they do not see anything else than Krishna. Everywhere he sees Krishna. And that is a fact. Krishna also teaches that I am here. If you cannot conceive that Krishna is everywhere present, the Krishna personally gives you instruction. Here I am. Rasoham apsukauntiya. Everyone is drinking water at least 4 times, 5 times. So at the time of drinking water or drinking anything, if you remember Krishna, then you become purified. Maya sakta, mana prartha. That is yoga, bhakti yoga. If you practice only this, whatever you drink something for some taste. So either you drink sarbat or water or milk or even wine. Because if Europeans, Americans, they are accustomed to drink wine. But if they follow this instruction of Krishna, that this taste is Krishna, then he remembers Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. As soon as he brings Krishna in his mind, he becomes a bhakta. So easy. Anyone can become Krishna bhakta if he follows the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. There is no division. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. This is the simple process. Rasoham mapsukantya prabhasmi sasusuja. This is for ordinary class of men. But if you think that you are very advanced in learning in Vedic literature and Vedic mantras, Krishna says, pranava sarva vedesu. That pranava omkara, om tat vishnu paramam panam sadaha pasyanti. That pranava is Krishna. Pranava sarva vedesu. So either you become a highly learned scholar in Vedic literature, or you are simply an ordinary person, you can think of Krishna and you become successful in your life. There is no difficulty. Rasovamsagan, if you are an ordinary person, every person drinks water or drinks something, let him immediately think of, as soon as he tests, here is Krishna. Punnaganda prithibhyanch, a flower, a rose flower, very fragrant. As soon as you smell, you can remember Krishna. This smell is Krishna. Actually, that is Krishna. You cannot create that smell. It is Krishna. Krishna's art. That punnaganda prithibhyanch, that gandha, that smell, flavor is within the earth, where from the rose is coming, from this earth. But still, the rose is so fragrant. You cannot take out the fragrance from the earth. Everything is there. Sarva kama duha mahi. Everything is within the earth. But you cannot take out. It is Krishna. Parasa Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Sabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. He has got this power to exact, to extract Punnagandha through the rose flower. You have no. You may be very big chemist, but you cannot do that. So in this way, if you study Krishna, if you become Krishna conscious, then your life is successful. That we are teaching. This is Krishna consciousness movement. And these shastras will help you. But even if you do not read shastra, if you always remember Krishna, impression of Krishna, the temple is made for layman. Even Oman child, if he sees daily Krishna then he gets impression. He can think of Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. Therefore the temple is there. Everyone should come. Every day, every morning, or as many times as possible, and take the impression of Krishna and keep it within your core of heart and think of Krishna, manmana bhavamad bhakta, madhyani magnasana, and offer a little. You don't require to study Vedanta philosophy or this or that. Because what is the purpose of Vedanta? The purpose of Vedanta is Veda Yusya Sarvai Aham. You have to understand Krishna. So, if you simply think of Krishna, then you are greatest Vedantist. Greatest Vedanta. Vedaishya Sarva. Vedanta Vid, Vedanta Kich Aham. He is the compiler of Vedas. So, whatever instruction Krishna has given in the Bhagavad Gita, it is all Vedanta. The simple instruction. Manmana bhavamad bhakta, this is Vedanta. Rasoham mapsukantya, this is Vedanta. So, to become Vedantist means to understand Krishna, follow Krishna's instruction, and be successful in your life. Thank you very much.